start with Will Parks. He had a hit pointer in the game. He's fine. He went today. Zach Kerr has got a bruised knee. He's going to be out probably a couple weeks. And the last guy from the game is Paxton Lynch. He's got a sprained right shoulder, and it's probably going to be a couple games for him. A couple games. I'm counting Thursday. I'm not counting Thursday. So I'd say a couple of the real football games. Absolutely, it does. It does.
Do you have to add a quarterback?
Every option is going to be explored. Right now, we're not. This week, we're going to give Kyle a start, and if Kyle is tying his shoe, we'll put Trevor in and run the football. And we have a third guy who can play that position for us on Thursday night.
Who's that guy?
It's me, not me, not me, but it's Jordan Taylor. He's going to take some snaps for us in case we need him to play quarterback for us, but we won't add a guy this week.
Would you guys consider looking at Colin Kaepernick?
Every option available will be explored, every option. Now, again, right now with Paxton, it's a short-term issue. So, again, every option is going to be explored.
Mass, will you be comfortable going into the regular season with Kyle Sloter as your number two quarterback?
Well, he's played solid, and right now, he's the backup guy moving forward. It's going to be a lot of things happening between Friday and Saturday. It's going to be 1,100 players released for the first time in NFL history. So it can go a number of ways. But right now, he's played very well, and it's his offense on Thursday night.
But it's possible you have to carry three quarterbacks in the opening week and cost you a roster spot.
Everything's possible right now. Everything's possible. Again, it's going to be moving pieces, from now until Saturday. It's going to be a huge weekend for this whole league. So everything is possible. Absolutely.
How did Jamal come out of the game health-wise?
Jamal came out of the game fine. He felt great the next morning. So did Matt Paradis, by the way. So it was fun to see him play and take some contact and to catch the ball and pass protect and just play football for the first time in a long time. But he came out of it fine.
From going back to the film, what did you see at left guard from Allen and Max?
It's tough. They both play very well. And after our meeting on Sunday morning, we said, hey, we could play both guys. So we're not concerned about who's going to be the starter at this point. They both played very well, and we need them both.
Well, Vince, how close are you guys to being ready offensively? Third down hasn't been particularly good.
Right.
Haven't been particularly good in third and one and short
yards.
Right. Can you just give us a sense of how far away you are?
I tell you this, guys. When I watch the offense, we've had a lot of plays that we missed, and that's a good thing. Okay. Now, offense line-wise, we've blocked the run game very well, in my opinion. Okay, the pass protection has been very, very solid, in my opinion. Those two issues were huge for us to fix. I'm not worrying about the plays we miss because it's a learning process, but they are there. So the offense works. It fits our guys, so I'm excited about the moving forward.
When will you make a decision on that left guard spot, and will it be right. decided through practice?
We may not make a decision. We may just play both guys. Because they're both playing so well. That's a good thing for us to have two guys who played at a high level this past weekend. So, we may name them both starters. How about that?
Vince, ordinarily you sit like 25 guys when you have 75-man roster.
Yes.
Will you sit more, like 40 maybe for this game?
Probably not that many. That'll be tough to play a game. But, about 25, 27 maybe right now, today. You're right.
Vince, you've got some history.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's your thought when you see what's happening?
In Houston with the floods? It's heartbreaking. I'm a New Orleans guy, and, obviously Katrina was huge for the city, so it's the same effect with Houston right now. Lots of folks are out of their homes, and the water's, risen to, record highs. So, obviously, they need help down there, and it's a heartbreaking issue to watch on TV. It's a short-term issue. So, Zach should be a couple weeks. That won't change anything for us.
Are you hoping it'll be good for the regular season?
Well, 2 weeks from today, it's pushing it, so I'm not sure.
Has Shelby Harris done enough to make this team?
Shelby's played well, you know, last 2 weeks especially, but Shelby's played well since the spring, so I'm not surprised to see Shelby, you know, what he's done in games. Obviously, losing Billy Wynn, you know, Shelby's opportunity became, you know, a better opportunity. Kyle Pecco practiced today, so we've got a number of guys that we can fill with that fifth or sixth spot on defensive line, but Shelby's played very well.
Do you have to address Todd Davis and McKee? Do you have a talk with them about what happened or not?
Right. Well, it's been addressed. Okay, it was addressed immediately after the incident happened and this morning in the staff meeting. So that's team meeting. It's been addressed. Yes.
After three preseason games, how would you grade what you see from your tight ends?
The tight ends have been very solid. You know, Virgil is a hell of a blocker, good route runner. Hiraman's come a long way from the spring until now. He's playing well. And Derby has been a great move guy for us in the past game. So I've been impressed with those three guys.
How are Jared and Derek coming along in their recoveries?
I'm sorry, say again?
Jared and Derek Wolf coming along in their recoveries.
They're doing better. Woofy made a lot of progress last week. The week before, he was kind of so-so, but he made a lot of progress. He's out of the boot. He's walking in normal shoes. And Crick is up and walking also. He's doing better every day. So those guys should be back for week one.